Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
It has been called a special needs pandemic election. I'm going to start with a pretty anodyne question. Do you trust the results of the 2020 election? No. I'm gonna start with you, Pasta.
No. It wasn't anomalies. It was mathematically impossible. There were laws that were changed that were illegal. Only the state legislation can change these laws. We had mass mail-in ballots that have no chain of custody, no transparency, and it was impossible for those numbers to come in at the end of the night. Plain and simple. It was robbed. It wasn't robbed by the Democrats because the Republicans got the coattails. It was robbed by the establishment, the ruling class, the CIA. The same thing they do overseas. They come on and they bring it home over here. It was a fraudulent election. Election fraud, not voter fraud. It was not a real election.
Destiny.
Yeah, I think it's interesting to say that the establishment rigged the election against itself, given that Donald Trump was president. It was his DOJ. It was his appointees. I think extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence. We saw those claims get tested in courthouse after courthouse after courthouse, and whether you had a Trump-appointed judge or not, they got shot down because they were completely and totally meritless. That's why Donald Trump said the election was rigged 4 years before the election happened. That's why he's saying this one was going to be rigged 4 years before this one's going to happen. There's just been no credible evidence presented whatsoever. There's a reason why people even today are still grasping at straws. And, you know, maybe someday we'll finally find the legendary machine, the machine that's switching the votes, the Dominion machine switching votes, or Hugo Chavez, you know, rigging the ballot box, or whatever it is Republicans are hoping to find to cope with the loss of the last election, potentially this upcoming one.
What do you think about the 2016 election? Do you trust the results of that one?
Yeah, of course.
Do I get to answer? Yeah. Well, obviously, this was the most trustworthy election in history, but I actually like the point that you made, where it's not voter fraud, like the election fraud, because it's not like there was somebody stuffing the ballots or anything. It's they changed the rules and the laws and how the elections were conducted in public. So in Pennsylvania, their constitution forbid mail-in voting. They did it anyway. Now, I will say it is the fault of the Trump campaign team for not challenging it early. Anybody could have told him, and in fact, Bill Barr did tell him that he should put together money in order to challenge these laws, because doing it after the election, they're never going to undo it once that bell's already rung. But yeah, they changed the laws under the guise of COVID-19, and we saw some very interesting results that we would not have seen.
I would like to also say that 50 of the 60 lawsuits were dismissed not on standing, procedural errors. It wasn't like, you know, a judge who, a system that puts them in power, is going to discredit that same system because that's what got them elected. So, I mean, there's lawsuits that go on all the time. They're always thrown out. They're always kicked back to the state. They don't want to deal with this over here. So, yes, by far, when everybody says the lawsuit issue, they don't know what they're talking about, because these 50 of these 60 lawsuits were dismissed, not on standing. And like I said, at the end of the day, are you going to discredit a system that's going to put you in power? No, you're not going to do it.
So when we say they were knocked out on standing, so there was a conservative group of lawmakers that actually looked at each and every single one of these cases. When you say knocked out on standing, part of that standing is on evidentiary grounds. That is true. If you submit a complaint in any courthouse and your complaint has almost no merit, and if the relief that you're seeking is unbelievable, like asking for an entire state to be flipped, yeah, it'll likely be tossed. The reality is that there just wasn't really good grounds of evidence on any of the complaints that were filed, except for the one case they won that got I think 100 votes like switched or tossed out or whatever. Most of the cases, well, basically all of the cases, were just garbage.
I mean, that's just factually inaccurate on what standing is. Standing means you were directly impacted by it, so you can bring a suit. So to say that it was dropped on standing based on evidence doesn't make any sense.
It's that is true. You're right. When standard. People say that, it's not actually true. They weren't dropped on standing. A lot of, they were dropped in pretrial before it actually went to court, and people confuse that with standing, but most of them, over 30 of them, were dropped on evidentiary grounds because they didn't have evidence to even prima facie make the case.
All right. I mean, that's fine to make that case. You could have just said he was wrong, but instead you said standing is actually evidence, which is just factually untrue. A Google search could tell you that.
Yeah. What? Can you name one? What do you mean? I don't know the name of every court case. Excuse me, sir. If you believe the election was stolen, the onus is on you to present the evidence. I don't know all of the fake bullshit cases.
Okay.
How can I show you something that doesn't exist?
Okay, let me just say this right now. We don't have a proper audit system in play. That's the whole thing.
Of course we do. We have 50
different things. It's unauditable. No, you're just throwing it out there. That's another Wikipedia comment that you're just throwing out there once again. We don't have a proper audit system. Hold on a second, Destiny. Let me just say this, and I'll hand the mic over to you. We don't have a proper audit system. So here's the thing I'm going to say to you. Yeah, I can't prove that it was rigged because we have proprietary software. We're not allowed to look at the mechanism that counts the votes. It's not an open source system. We don't know where these mail-in ballots are coming from. There's no chain of custody. There's no transparency. But you can't prove to me that it's real as well because of those numbers that came out there. You don't know what's going on. There's no chain of custody and there's zero transparency, my friend.
Pasta, can you explain what you mean by it being a mathematical impossibility?
Those numbers that came out in the still of the night, mathematically impossible. We talked about this before. They like to use the term anomaly, but I like to say it's that dumb and dumber kind of thing. Remember the scene where Lloyd Christmas talks to Mary Swanson and say, what's the chances of me and you? 1 in 10, 1 in 100, 1 in 1,000,000? She goes, it's 1 in 100, 1 in 1,000,000. So the Democrats are saying, so you're still saying there's a chance. No, it was mathematically impossible. Have you ever seen an election on MSNBC, CNN, when they call the results with 60% of the vote in? They do it all the time. With 60% of the vote in, we call it for Joe Biden. Why? Because math is involved when it comes to the elections. They know that the one candidate can't catch the other candidate because the sample size that come in, we just ignored that in 2020, and they let it go into the still of the night. Why? They had all these mail-in ballots with ballot harvesting, whatnot, no chain of custody, no nothing, and they were able to swing the election. It was as fake as could be.
All right. I mean, if you're clapping, you're an idiot. I mean, I'm sorry, but like, the reality is there's no, what do you mean? You're an idiot. You're an idiot and you're un-American. Yeah, it's fucking, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I remember when you guys were saying after the last election, you know what we would do if we lose? We would go to work the next day. That's what you guys said. And here you are 4 years later crying about the fact that in every single state, there was a top-down order to rig the election that there's no camera footage of. There's no video footage of. There's not a single person reporting this. There's not a single person that's like leaking anything. There's not a single command. There's not a single email. There's not a single screenshot. There's not a single photograph. There's nothing. The only thing you had were the same two videos that Donald Trump was obsessing over, and that phone call with Raffensperger saying that the lady was running the same ballots 3 times. They got shot down in court. They got shot down on in the media like 20 times. You have the same stupid stories.
Raffensperger admitted that it was wrong.
No, he didn't.
If you think
the election is rigged, I agree with you. Don't vote. Don't waste your time. Why would you waste your time voting in a rigged election? I think if you support Donald Trump, don't vote for him, okay? Because they're going to toss your vote anyway, I guess. So.
Destiny, what do you think about the pulse of the American people? Whether it doesn't matter if it's Democrat or Republican. Do you think that people in general are losing faith in our electoral process, and is that a problem?
I think people lack faith. Yeah, I think it is a problem. But the reality is, it's hard to get that faith back when so many in the media are poised against it. If Donald Trump loses the election, there's not a single person that's going to accept that that's in any way like congruent with reality. It can't happen. So, I mean, how do you operate in an environment where there's only one outcome that you can accept and the other outcome means that it's rigged? I don't know how you operate in that environment.
Okay, so I've observed elections in 6 international Latin American countries, right? You have to have a system that is transparent, has a chain of custody out there, so there's no question whatsoever. We're supposed to be the beacon of democracy out there, right? So we should have the soundest system out there. The biggest lie out there right now is that we can't have fair, transparent elections, which is in the purview of the public, that's publicly verifiable, that we can do it in one day and get results that night. It's the biggest fucking gig out there. I just want to throw this really quickly before I pass this on. I want to throw some numbers out there just to show you when it comes to, because I brought my stats, right? When it comes to to Georgia, 12,000 votes with the difference between Trump and Biden. 148,000 ballots appear to have been marked by a machine. There were three witnesses that signed an affidavit that talked about this during the recount because you couldn't go out and protest the ballot itself. You had the recounting. So they had all these inaccuracies all over the place. 147,000 mail-in ballots didn't go through some signature matching. That's what they do. This is where the real cancer is these mail-in ballots, because you don't know where they're coming from. Do you even know who makes the ballots in your state and your county? I bet you don't. I will bet $1 million that you don't know who makes your ballots out there. And guess what? Whoever makes your ballots, that whoever signs the contract for that ballot, that's who runs that ballot company. In the case of Raffensperger, he signed the contract. That's who the ballot company works for, so they can print ballots, make ballots, distribute ballots, and with ballot harvesting legal in 27 states, they can stuff the ballot box, and that's exactly what they did.
Why is it that... Okay, let's assume that's true. Why did every single Republican ally to Trump disagree, including his own attorney general, including Raffensperger, including everybody else who stood to
that's
gain?
That's a straw man argument. What does that mean? It has to do with the system itself, Desiree.
Because it's interesting that not a single person around Trump, all who ubiquitously shun this man as a loser, if not for nothing else, right? Who all says that he lied about the election?
Proof.
None of them
it's
agree
real,
any of the none of them agree with any of the claims that he's put forth. He didn't have the defense of his own Department of Justice, of his own intelligence agencies that he nominates the heads of his own party. Of his own campaign, of his own, inner council, of his own White House staff. There's not a single person that agrees with this. Just the fans that he has out in the crowd. So how do you explain that? Are they all part of the conspiracy?
Dude, here's the thing. And I said this before. This isn't about Democrat versus Republican. This is top versus down. This is the establishment versus everybody. Okay. Joe Biden won the top of the ticket, but the Republicans got the coattails. They were in it. People like Lindsey Graham, people like freaking, what's his name, Mitch McConnell, the fucking turtle. These guys were all in it. They were safe because the system that's in play. It's not left versus right. It's top versus bottom.
Okay,
it's
if you agree with that, people. If you that's fine. You agree with that. You're not supporting Trump then, right? Because apparently every single person
that
he surrounded himself
supporting Trump?
With? Oh, so this is a hallway of non-Trump supporters then.
What do they got to do with me? I'm not supporting Donald Trump, man. If I had a gun to my head and I had to vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump, yeah, I'd vote for Donald Trump every single day of the week, but I don't have those options right now. But,
if there are people that think that the entire deep state, the entire thing is rigged against every leader, then why would you support Donald Trump if he was the guy nominating all these people that are the heads of all these agencies that are apparently all
part of the deep state? Because there's other issues that Donald Trump that I don't agree with on heavily, and especially his treatment in Latin America, about labeling Cuba a state sponsor of terror, about Operation Warp Speed. There's very many reasons not to vote for Donald Trump. It's not just because there's one reason that makes me go and say I have to vote for Donald Trump because he got cheated. He did get cheated, and that's the fact.
Well, and then wait, what is the, I'm just curious, what is the single strongest piece of evidence you have that there was like outcome determinative voter fraud or outcome determinative election fraud?
I never
fraud?
Said voter fraud, I said election fraud.
What is the strongest piece of evidence for that?
It was mathematically impossible.
What do you mean by mathematically impossible?
It was mathematically impossible for those numbers to come in the middle of the night. It was mathematically impossible.
Why,
they said anomalies here, anomalies there, anomalies here.
No, they didn't. No one said anomalies, sir. Well, maybe on the conservative media that you watched, they didn't. No, they didn't. In fact, if you watch the media beforehand, literally Bernie Sanders, I think 2 weeks earlier, is giving an interview where he says, well, you know, in the middle of the night, we might see something strange. We might see Pennsylvania flip. We might see these states flip. He called like four of the states that ended up flipping overnight. Not only did Bernie Sanders say that literally ahead of time, Not only was that called ahead of time, there was a reason why Donald Trump was literally trying to end the election in the middle of the night, because he knew what it was going to look like when those mail-in ballots came in, and he'd been telling people not to vote on mail-in ballots for the prior, like, year. How is it so surprising?
Because they knew that the mail-in ballots, and I said this months before the election, the Democrats or the establishment is going to steal the elections through the mail-in system. They illegally changed laws. Jimmy Carter and James Baker in a bipartisan conference said, plain and simple, the area easiest for fraud is in mail-in ballots. A lot of people believe that mail-in ballots have always swayed the election, and we have now ridiculousness. And what happened when it came with the COVID, some of the laws that came into place because of emergency, because they used the COVID to thwart the election, a lot of those rules now and those laws are now permanent in states like Nevada, in Arizona, in Wisconsin. So we're going to see more of the same next time out there. We don't have a fair system.
It's up to the states to run their elections. If you want to change the laws in the states, and you get your state legislature to change it.
But the state legislation didn't change the laws. Election officials change the laws, Secretary.
Election officials cannot change laws. It's up to your state legislative bodies to do it.
So one of the reasons that it was the most litigated election in history is because election procedures are decided by the states, by the municipalities, by the counties. Some people have suggested that we should have a national standard for election voting procedures. Do you think that would solve some of these problems? And I'm going to throw it to Sean because he isn't...
Yeah.
Jump in, hold on.
Like, look, we can argue over 2020 all day, but that is an election that's passed. It's an interesting argument, but I'm more concerned about the laws going forward because this panel is about election integrity, not necessarily Donald Trump. Like, this is a guy who's observed elections in Latin America. Like, what he's interested in is policy. That's what I'm interested in. So we definitely should get rid of mass mail-in balloting. Like, it is a fact. There's a reason it's banned in Europe. There's a reason it's not utilized to this extent in any country that's not super questionable. And we should dump it. Like, if you're not a military veteran, if you don't have a legitimate reason, like a disabled elderly person, like, we shouldn't be doing that. Show up in person. I'm old enough to remember when elections like this happened. Show up in person, vote that day. They count it that night. We get the results. And maybe you could do early voting in person, but like short period of time. Because one of the things I don't like about early voting is there's like an October surprise right before the election, but somebody voted 2 weeks before that. Like, we should have people voting on the same day for the most part in the same manner like we used to. And you could use this crazy thing, you guys might have it in your pocket, called an ID in order to verify that. If you do that, most people will trust the results of an election up or down.
And also, too, we got to eliminate the proprietary software. That's another part. Yeah, I do believe in 2020. Mass mail-in votes is the way they swayed the election, but also proprietary software. It's called black box voting. Yeah. It's a publicly funded election, but it's proprietary software owned majorly by three companies. And that's 95% of the ballots are counted by proprietary software. ESNS, Smartmatic, and our good friends Dominion over there. We need to get rid of it.
Why did Fox drop their lawsuit if they were so confident that those machines were rigged then?
And you believe in the court system no matter what, that it's always honest out there? You don't believe that these judges...
Oh, so we don't trust the
things?
Courts now either?
I don't.
Okay.
No,
Then why are you even... What are you talking about then? We can't trust the courts. We can't trust the votes. Who do we trust? If you can't trust the courts, you can't trust the state legislature. Who's going to change the voting
Here's
process?
Here's what we do, Destiny. We create a system in which the people can trust, verify the system itself.
How do you do
itself?
That without the votes
you
or
do it like they do it in Nicaragua?
I have the answer to how to do that.
Hold on. I'm sorry. We're modeling our voting system after Nicaragua now? Is that what I just heard?
No, I have an answer on how to do that. So, like, there was a segment by this known Republican conspiracy theorist, his name was John Oliver, where he suggested having paper backups, software that people can observe.
Well, we already
because
have paper backups.
Up
of
until
our electronic...
very recently, this was not a partisan issue. In fact, there's a famous documentary that came out of a who was supporting John Kerry in 2004, complaining about these same issues, proprietary software that we don't have access to. You say bring it to the courts, but the thing is, the courts protect people's intellectual property, so we can't examine what's in this. It's a simple thing that we want, paper backups, very solid. Again, was nonpartisan until 8 days ago. We have other things that we can do. We can standardize some of the process. How about minimum standards? The federal government always institutes minimum standards for everything, including the thickness
the
of the leather
cannot...
in your shoe, but we can't do it for our elections? It's
you
crazy.
Have to, like, amend the Constitution if you wanted the federal... Also, yes, nice on clapping for more federal government power, by the way. But anyway, yeah, you would have to, like, amend the Constitution for the federal government to start, like, installing, like, how they want to do elections across the states.
H.R. 1 was the first thing that the Democrats put up, which was a national bill to regulate elections across the country in favor of their positions. So did they propose H.R. 1 as a constitutional amendment? No, they put it forward as a law.
I don't know why you think talking about a proposed bill is countering anything.
The Voting Rights Act was also a law, not a constitutional amendment. I don't know why you're saying you need to amend the Constitution for this.
Protected classes about who can vote is different than telling a state how to run their election. States have plenary authority when it comes to deciding how they wanted to run an election. If a state says, a state could literally say, we're just going to vote for the Democrat with all of our electoral votes every single time, and if you're a citizen of the state, you're shit out of luck as long as it doesn't violate their Supreme Court.
I'm not a huge fan of this, but facts are facts and jurisprudence is jurisprudence. The 14th Amendment has been cited in more cases than any other amendment to the Constitution. They use this to standardize and normalize laws and regulations across the country. The idea that you can't put forward some kind of bare minimum standards that don't intervene with, like, the date that these states would do their primaries or whatever, that would be an overstep, is crazy. Like, they could do this. It would not be an issue.
I don't think it would constitutionally pass because states have the ultimate authority when it comes to running their elections, right, but I mean, you might disagree with that. But also, when you talk about these things like paper ballots and stuff, every single electronic voting machine in the 2016 election, or in the 2020 election, was posting paper ballots. All of them had to.
Was mostly paper ballots.
No, they made a paper receipt on every single electronic vote.
No,
that was one of the
DRA
deals, because when people were auditing the machines beforehand, they didn't trust the software, and they said that it was a black box or whatever, so every single electronic vote had a paper backup anyway.
There's also a difference really quick, and that's not entirely true. There are counties that have DRE machines that direct electronic voting. The same thing they have in Brazil, which is the one kink in the armor over there in Brazil. And if anyone wants to talk to Brazilian election. I'll be able to talk about that. But there's a difference between the machines in which you cast a vote, and there's a difference between the machines that count the vote. Totally different. They take a lot of these ballots and whatnot, and they put them on a thumb drive, some of them, and they take them off to another area to count them. If you look at number 5 on that list I handed out there, in every single Latin American country I went to, where the vote is cast, that's where it's counted. We could do this. We've done it before. We can do it again. Therefore, it's done in the purview of the public. Plain and simple, man. We don't have to ship it out. As soon as you take it outside the room, it's out of the chain of custody. You can't break the chain of custody if you want to have a fair election. Plain and simple.
And to be fair to Stephen's point, like I actually said this in the open, Trump, I'm very unsympathetic to his 2020 claims. He should have done what Barr told him and challenged the changes in law before. He didn't do that. And then he's like, oh, wow, all these votes came in this mail-in system that I should have challenged, that I was told to challenge because I didn't want to put up the money. And then he lost the election because of that. So it's not about Trump. It's just about getting people on board with a similar system or close. I know you want a national standardized system that people can feel that they have trust in. And that way we can move forward from this. Because I don't want to argue about this every 4 years. And by the way, every 4 years, depending on who wins, we get the arguments from the other side. That's why I reference that John Oliver segment. Let's get past this, have paper backups, have it counted in the precinct, like not have, I mean, again, in that Hacking Democracy, that was the documentary in 2004, they showed how you could change these machines back in 2004. This was done to argue that Bush might have stolen the election from Kerry. This is not a partisan issue. It shouldn't be.
Destiny, are you worried about foreign interference in our elections? There was a lot of talk in 2016 about potential Russian collusion. And is that something that you think Americans should be concerned about?
For like social media presence, I think is a huge issue. Yeah, we've seen this done like 50 million ways so far, yeah.
And so what about interference from our own government? I mean, the Biden administration is currently part of a pending a case before the Supreme Court that's alleging that they interfered with social media companies, that they coerced them to censor things like the Hunter Biden laptop story, to censor things about election integrity. Does it concern you that they are interfering when it comes to social
media? Well, so my understanding is that court case specifically has to do with whether or not it was appropriate, I think, for any of the intelligence agencies to say that that laptop story looked like it could have been Russian propaganda. I think that's what that case is about. Sean probably knows more about that than I do. I know you guys believe every single conspiracy but that one. I got you. Don't worry. I'm sympathetic, okay? But I believe in like what facts should actually tell me, not what. What? What do you? It seems like it was. Yeah. It seems. I haven't seen it myself. I don't think it was 100%. You've never even seen it, sir. Well, I don't know how many pictures of Hunter's cock you've seen, okay? But like, maybe Jesus Christ, okay?
But to bring it back to the question, do you think that potential foreign interference is a bigger problem than interference by our own
government?
They're
two different problems. The problem domestically is how much input or how much guidance or how much information should our intelligence agencies be sharing with social media companies when it comes to auditing the platforms? Like, if the FBI thinks that there's going to be some huge like foreign interference, should they key in any social media companies? So that's like a question you can ask. Right. But that's fundamentally different than, you know, people in the Kremlin that are like typing on social media troll accounts to try to like get Americans to hate each other.
I have a more interesting question because you kind of obfuscated this with the constitutional point. But like, would you be in favor of requiring ID, paper ballot backups in every state? Like,
yeah, 100%
on the state level.
Prospectively, I'm okay with almost anything you would say. Probably, we probably agree on almost all of that. But there's a huge difference between saying like, prospectively, we should do these relating to elections, as opposed to retrospectively. Well, it just so happens in the 7 states that I lost, those ones were rigged against me. Even though there were mail-in ballots in other states that I happened to win, these ones were all rigged because I lost. That's bullshit. But prospectively, if you want to do voter ID and paper ballots, fuck it. Everybody uses voter ID. I don't care. And if you want to do no mail-in ballots, historically, they've slightly favored conservatives anyway. So, yeah, fuck the military, fuck whoever else does mail-in, and just have, like,
because the rules of
who
can vote in a mail-in ballots has changed. They've now created these voter lists that are so dirty, it's ridiculous. In Arizona, Maricopa County, they issued the Katie Hobbs, Carrie Lake election. They issued, like, something close to, like, 1.8 million mail-in ballots, right? They issued them out. And the way they created this list is if you voted in the prior 3 general elections, you went on this list. Listen to that. The three prior elections. It used to be every single election that you wanted a mail-in ballot, you had to go register before that election. And we used to do, you know, mail-in voting used to be like, what was it, certified mail or whatever it was, protected by the U.S. mail and whatnot. That's not the case. Out of that 1.8 million ballots that were handed out and distributed, like 900,000 were turned in. So literally, there's 900,000 ballots floating around Maricopa County right now, is there. It's an easy way to rig an election. So it's not just about mail-in ballots. It's the way they create these lists. It's the way they distribute the ballots. It's the time. 3 weeks or something they went out before the elections. That is ridiculous. You're never going to have a fair election when you have a system like that, plain and simple.
So I got a question, like where do we even disagree all that much, other than like, you know, specifics about a specific election?
Because everybody here is coping when they say if the election changes they wanted to go through would go through. If Trump lost, they would still blame something else. The biggest threat to our democracy right now is if Trump were to die of a heart attack, because 95% of this room would think that Biden fucking assassinated him or Hillary Clinton. That's the issue.
I would think that you did it.
I spend enough time on these panels, maybe. But,
I know this is kind of like a baseless point, but the fact that, you know, Donald Trump filled stadiums and Joe Biden couldn't fill my living room was really kind of odd, too, don't you think? Like, nobody showed up for this guy, but all of a sudden we expect to believe that this guy got more votes than Barack Obama, who had more votes than any election ever there, by like 9 million votes.
Is it really that surprising? You could probably get more children to show up to the circus than you could for a civics class, so that doesn't really surprise me at all.
That's one of my least favorite points, I gotta be honest. We have way more population in 2020 than we did when Obama was running, so it actually makes sense. We have an aging population.
If you went by crowd sizes, then the last ballot would have been Andrew Yang versus fucking Bernie Sanders. Like, I don't think that's determinative of who's going to be voting in the election.
But how do you know that wasn't the real result?
Yeah, man, true, because I'm friends with the Mossad, and they told me it wasn't, so they communicate these things ahead of time to their bravest soldiers, okay?
Pasta, can you explain the difference? You mentioned something earlier about, you said that's not election fraud, that's voter fraud. Can you explain the difference between election and voter fraud?
Yeah. Okay, so the issues I have with the populist right and a lot of people on the Republican side, the Trump side, with who they start blaming for their elections. Right now they're blaming immigrants, and I can't stand that because immigrants don't vote in mass, right? But that really ties into the whole voter fraud versus election fraud thing. Voter fraud is an individual committing a crime. An election crime, whatnot. Election fraud is an entity, like a body. Like, this was stolen by an entity of sorts because they were able to stuff thousands and thousands of ballots to change the election. Excuse me, millions and millions of ballots in six different counties. That's all you have to do is pick out six different counties to steal the election. That's how you can pull this thing off. And they pick up these populist counties, these Democrat-leaning counties, and that's where they won. So,
wait, does it bother you that there are millions of these ballots that were stuffed, I guess, and there wasn't any evidence of any of this?
Because we don't have a proper audit system to do so, Destiny.
So the thousands of people that were involved in this process.
We cannot properly audit elections.
Well, ignore the fact that all of the states that audited disagree with you, apparently. But all of the thousands of people involved in this rigging,
what's the audit process? Just name me one audit process and one election. I know it's not an audit. It's a recount. They're recounting fake ballots once again. It's not an audit. We don't have a real audit system. And the proprietary software is just that. Proprietary. You're not allowed to look at it. It's a black box voting system.
But
we can't see how
it's counting a vote. And it fills in a box. I can't imagine the code is that complicated.
You can't look at the code. You're not allowed to look at it. They can vote flip all the time. We talked about this with Benny Smithen.
Look, we do use proprietary software, but to his point, he said it's legal to ballot harvest in 27 states. So you're like,
stop in and save big money on your next outdoor lumber project now at Menards. Menards has the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, and it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Check out our weekly flyer for more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Is there any evidence for this? It's in the law. It says you can do this. This is something that they did in California.
But the ballot harvesting claims are not that you're allowed to go to a senior.
I don't hear him saying, like, Dinesh D'Souza, there's 2,000 mules or whatever. I don't know how
he goes. Yeah, he's saying there are millions of fake ballot stuff. Not that people are going to a nursing home and collecting people's ballots.
He's referring to policy in terms of mail-in voting, which, again, is banned.
But he's also referring that he thinks that last year millions of fake ballots were filled out.
I will let him speak for himself.
Fraudulent ballots, okay? Fraudulent ballots, okay? They were filled out. And they were stuffed. And the whole nursing home situation in Florida has been an area where they've been able to cheat
elections. I'm curious, because you asked a question kind of, does anybody else up here think that, like, foreign operators on our social media are an issue relating to our, like, media environment?
I don't. I think it's more the CIA.
That's wild. Okay.
I mean, I think there are foreign powers that want to influence our election.
And want to, but they don't.
Well,
they don't operate at all online on this.
I'm sure.
Where's your evidence of that?
No, I'm sure.
I mean, you can look at the Mueller indictments, and you can look at how they completely laid out how the Internet Research Agency was operating from. Oh, I'm sorry. We don't like evidence. I'm sorry. I'll wait for that to show up on a Tim Pool podcast, and then you'll believe it. Jesus Christ. My God. You motherfuckers will cite Russia Today and believe it over your own fucking intelligence agencies. It's so wild.
By the way,
why you live here. Jesus.
It was the memes that Russian social media company released. It was the Bernie Sanders meme right there. That's what made everybody go and not vote for Donald Trump. That was the reason why.
Yeah, but the New York Post, the crack Hunter cock laptop muted on Twitter for 24 hours was definitely election throwing.
They withheld information. Yeah. They swayed the public. And there was a lot of people when they asked them, would that have changed your vote? And they said yes.
No, it was also slowed down on Facebook. And that's where boomers get their news. And they're a very strong voting bloc. But also, when you slow something down that's spreading viral, and then all of a sudden the alternate story that this is Russian disinformation comes out and takes over, a lot of people didn't acknowledge that this was a real thing in mainstream media until last year or 2 years ago. So yeah, they were able to get ahead of this story through that social media suppression. Now, do I believe the claims that 75 million votes were changed by this? No, and you shouldn't either. But it has an impact.
I would also say,
that's
too, as well.
That's why they suppressed it.
I would also say, going back to 2,000 mules.
To be clear, there's no evidence of that, and there's evidence to the contrary. Okay. The idea that it was suppressed because it had an impact, that's not what the Twitter file leaks show. That's not what anybody said, but okay.
Well, I would just say, going back to 2,000 mules, what we talked about once again, in Nicaragua, in Colombia, the chain of custody starts at the door. You have to go to your designated spot. None of these vote centers. And the reason why they have vote centers, by the way, is not for convenience. It's not for inclusivity. It's so, therefore, they can't even audit it at all. The audit process then goes out the window with your vote centers. That's why they did this and they created this model in California. But when you go to Nicaragua, and I went to Bilwi, which is in the Caribbean coast, the opposite side of Managua, the chain of custody starts at the door. You have to go to your designated spot right there. Your name is on the door. You go in. There's 400 ballots. At the end of the day, if 300 votes go through, they have to have 100 left over. All the parties are there. They open it up in front of the public, in front of the purview, count it right there. If we had a system like that, we wouldn't have to worry about that. The one thing that Dinesh D'Souza got wrong is he did not look at the ballot companies. Because what I said, they're called mail-in ballots. You're supposed to mail them in. There's no chain of custody when that happens. But guess what? When the ballot company, which also has proprietary ownership, you don't even know who's calling the shots in these companies, they also mail out the ballots and there's no chain of custody. You don't know how many ballots are getting mailed out. You can just stuff the ballots like crazy. That's why it's a problem.
The way that you've just described that, so you said earlier to Destiny Pasta, you said a recount is not an audit. It sounds like you've described a process that you would like to see here in the States. I was surprised that everyone here agreed that there should be voter ID laws. The way that he's described that, Destiny, would you agree that sounds like a good system, a good way to audit?
What he's describing?
Yes.
My guess is going to be that if you look county by county, they all probably run about like that anyway. Like, anytime people were digging into the actual process, there were observers in basically every place there were supposed to be observers. There were people counting basically how they were supposed to be counting. I don't know if the United States is too large to count in exactly the way that he's saying, but like I said, I mean, like, even if they counted it the way that he's saying, they're still going to lie and say that, like, oh, well, people filled out the ballot ballots fraudulently, or oh, somebody reported it fraudulently, or oh, you know, whatever else. Wait. So at the end of the day, I don't even think it would matter that much. But yeah, if you want to, whatever the most secure way to do the election is, I think I would agree that would be the best way to do the election. But if you actually cared about election integrity, this would have been stuff you said before you lost the election. Once you lose the election, you complain about it, you lose basically all credibility in terms of like actually giving a fuck about these issues. And it's why Republicans basically dropped it, and they'll have this like weird, like they'll have this weird like lip service they pay to like, oh, we need a federal election standard or something, because this is the time when conservatives are in favor of expanding federal power. But like, where is the serious campaigning state by state for the state legislatures to overvamp or overhaul their legislative systems or whatever, or not their voting systems or whatever? I just don't think it's as big of a deal as people think it is.
Steven, you're like, oh, well, this is something you bring up before, but in your opening, you're like, Trump was calling the election rigged before it happened. What do you think he was talking about? It was these legal changes that he did not want to go into effect that were happening at the state level. So yeah,
no, it was mail-in ballots. Yeah, it was just mail-in ballots.
Mail-in ballots were the legal changes. We changed how we did that. The absentee ballot system used to be pretty straightforward in most states. You had to request it, not it was going to be mailed out to you.
Now it's just going to be mailed out to you because it's COVID. We had to vote safely, right? And Bill Barr even did this with Wolf Blitzer, and he talked about this. We've never seen this before. We've never seen the mass mail-out ballots what we saw during the COVID
era. We never saw COVID like before.
And like I said, a lot of the states that were these temporary laws, they've been adopted to permanent laws. You know there's automatic voter registration in Nevada, right? So when you go and you get a driver's license, you are automatically distributed out a mail-in ballot, even if you don't want to do that. So how many ballots do you think went out there with people that never wanted to get their ballot in the first place? Where did that ballot go? When a ballot is mailed out to a house and nobody lives there, where does that ballot go from there? Who gets a hold of that? There's no chain of custody. These ballots ended up in the machine, and they ended up voting for Joe Biden.
I'm going to go a bit broader here. I have an interesting question that someone suggested to me beforehand. The Pew Research Center found that Americans are very divided on the question of whether voting is a right or a regulated privilege. There seems to have been a lot of buzz lately in some parts of what's called the manosphere about whether everyone should have the right to vote and whether we should have some type of barrier or some type of burden associated with this privilege of voting. How do you view voting? Is it a right? Is it a privilege? Should it be more regulated?
All right, I gotta say this. So I know what you're talking about. It's the repeal the 19th crowd. And I just want to make this as clear as possible. Anyone who's pushing this, it is a LARP. It is never going to happen. Women vote more than men because they're a larger population than men in the United States of America. This is internet brain on steroids. And if you're like, oh, this is how conservatives win, then nut up and say that the 15th Amendment should be repealed. But none of these pussies want to do that because that would be racist, but it's cool to make fun of women. Like, that's also a LARP. It's not going to happen. Enough is enough.
I don't even know. Yeah, I, this is dumb. Why would you? Yeah, I think as many people should be able to vote as possible. There should probably be an age restriction on it. You need to be at least 18 to vote. Honestly, I'm not even a fan of removing felons' ability to vote. I think that's kind of weird. But yeah,
it's not even that people don't even, you know, question the right to vote. It just takes so much time in the United States. You know, the average time for voting in Colombia was like 8 minutes. The average time to vote in Nicaragua was 6 minutes. They used to have this thing called the pizza line, right? Like, there were these rich people who would donate money to say, hey, stay in line and vote, stay in line and vote, and we'll buy for your pizza, right? Well, and you could see it. You look at the pizza kind of thing. There were people in UCLA that waited 8-9 hours to vote. They broke the system on purpose so they can move people to mail-in ballots and say, do you want to wait 8-9 hours to vote? How about a mail-in ballot instead? They broke the system on purpose so they can pull off the scam.
Yeah, but isn't the reason why in Colombia it takes 8 minutes is because they all speak Spanish, so they got a little more rhythm?
That is true. Very much true. But also, too, as well, when we said, and we want to go back to, like, the people. You know how many times in America we outsource the work to these companies that really don't have any stake invested? Like, these people don't care. They're doing it for a paycheck. In Nicaragua, in Colombia, the people they use, it's the number one on that list of the thing. You got to get the public involved. We have a stake in our elections. If you go and hire a lot of people, and that's the thing. You ever try to sign up to go work in elections? You got to keep calling back. Hey, man, I try to, you know, volunteer for elections. I haven't heard from you. Why haven't you called me? I tried to volunteer for elections. You haven't called me. We could do this if we want. We just got to get the public involved. We make keep it simple, stupid. If they do it in a third world country where they have dirt roads and those people come with ID, we can do it here too as well.
Another interesting question. Someone, Sean was talking to me before we started about a different Sean.
Other Sean.
About Elon Musk's recent comments about AI. Someone apparently asked him, you know, who do you think is going to win the 2024 election? And he said a better question is, which AI is going to win the 2034 election? Are you at all worried about the influence of AI on election integrity in the future? Does it concern you at all?
Listen, already our most cherished industry, OnlyFans, is being taken over by AI. The Japanese are developing sex robots. Once they fuse that with the AI, it's over for all of you. You're all done. I forgot the question. What was it?
What threat does AI pose to election integrity in the future?
I don't know.
If we constantly depend on computers for everything, and that's the thing, we need to concentrate on getting people involved. One of the things I cried about in Honduras when I first saw that public counting, I was like, I want that so bad in America. They open the doors, they get everybody outside, they're about 9 feet away, they open up the ballot box, you got all the parties involved, and then they do it by hand. Somebody stands at the board, somebody stands at the ballot box, one person next to them, another person there checking it. One vote for Xiomara Castro, and you hear the people going, yeah! One vote for another vote for Xiomara Castro, and they mark it on the board. We just got to keep it simple, stupid, man. It's just easy, basic economics. We really don't even need computers to do this thing. If we want to have computers there as a backup, like an open source system to recheck the counts of the people, that's fine. But we just got to get away from computers. You get too many computers involved, you clout the whole situation, you muddy the waters, and it's an easier chance for fraud. That's it.
Wait, hold on. I'm just checking. You're not advocating that people, like, vote publicly and their votes are announced to, like, a crowd, are you?
Their name is not on it, Destiny. They count the vote and they say who the vote is for. It's
not
the
person. Oh, you're talking after that. You're not the
no.
not as they vote. Okay.
No. You go in and you check in. Your name's on a list. Boom. You go get a ballot. You vote. Your name's not on the ballot.
AI might be a problem at some point. I don't know if it's sophisticated enough yet to where it's like uniquely a problem versus like bad human actors. I think that human actors are still causing more trouble than any AI has yet, but. I mean, it's obviously something to look out for in the future, yeah.
I just want to say one comment. In America, it should do... This is the law in a lot of these other Latin American countries. Voting is a private issue. Counting is a public issue. We get a right to see the count there in the precinct. It shouldn't be shuffled off to some other system to be counted with some computer with proprietary software.
So we have a way for you to submit questions. If you'd like to ask a question of the panel, there should be something on your table. You can scan it. You can send a question via Minds.com with the MindsFest hashtag. I have a couple questions here that I'm going to ask. Before we do that, I just wanted to get just a quick question. What do you predict is going to happen with the 2024 election, and where can people find you?
I don't know what's going to happen with the 2024 election, right? I might disappoint the crowd here right now. I don't know if Trump is like a wolf in sheep's clothing sometimes, right? I don't know. A lot of the policies, the foreign policies, they kind of align with Joe Biden. So I don't know if this is all kabuki theater played out in front of us. But I do know this much. A lot of those election laws that were changed have now been made permanent. So they have the same mechanism in play. Just because a lot of Republicans and the people in the populace are like, well, we know what's going on now. No, you have no audit system. You have no way of following this. They can do the same thing they did last time. So I don't know what's going to happen in 2024. But I do know this much. If it was a fair, free election, I think Donald Trump would blow the doors off Joe Biden any day of the week. And I just honestly believe that. Latin America, foreign policy. I mean, not 100%, you know, but there's a lot of foreign policy that they align with. You know, and remember, at the end of the day, Donald Trump was supposed to drain the swamp, but he hired people like Elliot Abrams and Lord Bolton and whatnot. So, I mean, you know, Operation Warp Speed. Listen, I said that at the end of the day, if you put a gun to my head and said I had to vote Donald Trump or Joe Biden, in a heartbeat, Donald Trump. There are differences between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, but there are a lot of alignments, too, as well. And I just think we're in a system that's so captured, it's hard for any individual to over and try to push back against it. Even if Donald Trump was a lone wolf, he'd have such a hard time with the system that's in play. The military-industrial complex, Big Pharma, they run things, and that's just the way it is. And to try to thwart what they're doing is really, really hard. So no matter what, I think we're screwed.
Sorry. Pasta, where can people find you online?
My Twitter is @YoPasta. I just started my new show. It's called Pasta to Go. I'm trying to get a little bit more Anthony Bourdain with it, show the food I eat when I go to Latin America, the clothes I buy, whatnot. So go to Pasta to Go Show on Twitter, or you go to Pasta to Go, one word, the number 2, peace sign. It's on YouTube, Rumble, and Twitter. Or get a card from me later. Check it out.
I think Biden's going to win it. I think that basically the biggest concern is whether or not inflation is still a problem several months from now. But otherwise, I don't really see anything getting worse for Biden as long as, you know, Israel doesn't nuke the Gaza Strip. And I don't really see things getting better for Trump. It seems like he is continually losing the ability to control himself in or outside the courtroom. He's continued to make a fool for himself over and over and over again. I think that his court case in New York is not going too well. I think that the one in Mar-a-Lago, he is completely dead to rights on. The oral arguments in front of the Supreme Court were hilarious in terms of Donald Trump's lawyer essentially arguing that you should be able to assassinate political rivals free of criminal conviction, which I thought was a really interesting position. But yeah, I don't really see things getting better for Trump from here. So unless something goes really bad for Biden, I think he'll win the election.
Well, hey, wait, really quickly, you guys know they're going to move Biden out. I think they're going to remove Biden at the last second at the convention. He's going to step down with a heavy heart. And here comes Gavin Newsom coming in there, or Michelle Obama. Look for it. Watch it. It's going
to
happen.
Destiny, where can they find you? You're supposed to answer that part.
What?
Where can people find you?
Destiny on YouTube.
Okay. I want to answer the question. So listen, 2024, it's all looking bad for Joey Biden, all right? We got inflation. Israel's not doing too well for him in Michigan. That's a key swing state. You have all these other problems, and he's not even alive. Here's the thing. And here's the thing, though. I really want you guys to understand this. Joe Biden has an excellent chance of winning election again. An excellent chance. I don't believe they're going to replace him or anything like that. What we have seen right now, and by the way, that case thing in the Supreme Court, they're probably going to punt it down to a lower court, which is going to take 8 months, which favors Trump. What people don't realize is that all we see is Joe Biden at this moment in time. They're not even really campaigning against Trump. So people don't remember all the negative things about him. So it might look good now. Polling looks great, you know, this far out from an election. But after the conventions, it's going to tighten up. Their convention happens last. So do not rest on your laurels. If you want Joe Biden to lose, then you have to go out and vote. You have to keep the energy up. But yeah, he has a really good chance of winning. He has a lot of money on his campaign, a lot of free media that's going to be on his side. So don't mistake the current polling now for what's going to be true on November.
And this amen to that.
Hold on,
he
was senile last time. He was senile last time, and then he hid in a basement. And guess what? People only saw Trump because Biden was hiding in the basement, and he's the president right now. So,
and I also want to reiterate what he's saying. Listen, the system is rigged. It is really bad. But don't let them take your vote away from you. It's like Charlton Heston. They're going to have to pry my vote out of my cold, dead fucking hands, man. Get out there and vote no matter what. Don't let them take away your choice.
I'll also say, well, there's one more thing. Kamala Harris did a press conference in Philadelphia not that long ago where she announced that she was raising the wages for non-union southern states. Now, a little bit of geography will tell you that Pennsylvania is not in the South, and it's also a union state. The reason she did the press conference there is what they're trying to do is redirect all that Inflation Reduction Act spending money to the key swing states like Pennsylvania. So they're making moves like right now to redirect money, shore up their support. So again, do not rest on your laurels. Do not think that the polling today is going to be the election in November, because you'll be looking at 4 more years of Joe Biden being carted out there.
Where can people find you, Sean?
You can find me at youtube.com/actualjusticewarrior and on Twitter at IamSean90. And I have a website, actualjusticewarrior.com/join.
So we have some questions from the audience. And you guys, again, you can submit questions online at minds.com. I've got one for, let's see, for Destiny. It says, Destiny, you said that the Russian collusion indicted people. What is your evidence?
The indictment? What do you mean? What is my evidence?
What is the evidence for the people that were criminally charged with crimes?
So what's the evidence of Russian collusion?
The indictment, well, if you read the Mueller indictments, they lay out the social media accounts and they lay out the... I don't know if evidence for indictments is something that's ordinarily made public. They named the social media accounts. It seems like those social media accounts were banned. I didn't see any legitimate people take credit for any of the social media accounts that were named in the indictments.
Did you see that Bernie Sanders meme with him all jacked up and shit like that? That swayed the election. And a lot of those tweets and those posts, like 75% of them were released after the election, right? When they showed up to court, when the Russians showed up to court, that company, Mueller had to kick it back. He wasn't even ready. He needed more time. It was all about propaganda, that whole situation.
Coming from people who think that Hunter Biden's cock shaped the final outcome of the election, but okay. So the evidence was, if you, so it's not illegal to make a social media account. The illegal thing is being an unregistered foreign agent that's operating in the United States and then creating social media accounts to do things. That's
the reason for millions of dollars and years of investigation.
Who said that? I never said that. Did I?
That's beyond my purview.
No, I was saying that in the indictment, here are some of the things that were laid out. Just because that's not the original investigation that got Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky wasn't over whether or not to get his dick sucked in the Oval Office. I mean, that's what, if you want to ask me about the original indictment about, that's a fundamentally different question than some of the stuff that came out of what those indictments showed.
I'm gonna move on to the next question because we have a few. That was from Cerebral Trumpster. Thank you. This one's from Ryan. Whichever way you lean, what result in 2024 would change your mind about election integrity?
I'm going to say that no result, like what I'm interested in is policy. So I want the laws to change to be more transparent, not like this guy wins, therefore, oh, the election is straightforward and legit and first class all the way. Like that's a very dumb way to look at it. And I do agree with Steven. A lot of people do look at it. If my guy loses, it's rigged.
And the whole situation is how many of the Democrats were complaining about the election system before this election right now? And then all of a sudden, everything's okay. It's because they play team sports. You can't play team sports, and that's what happened with a lot of Democrats. It was the results that they cared about, not the actual process. And when you care about the results over the process, we're going to be screwed no matter what.
So Democrats did care about the process. That's why when they complained about voting machines, they got it changed so that voting machines were forced to print a paper ballot after you did an electronic vote. Those were changes that Democrats made prior to elections, prior to losing or winning a state, when they actually cared about the process. Whereas Republicans, some of which Republican state legislators had changed mail-in voting rules before any election happened that were run by Republicans, they only cared about those rule changes after they'd lost the election of those states. So, yeah, okay. I would say there's one side that cares about process
Destiny,
a little bit more than the other. It's pretty obvious when you look at what happened.
That they changed the rules to make sure there was a receipt printed out. In parts of Broward County, where I lived in South Florida, they have DRE machines, direct recording electronic devices. Means there's no receipts, nothing's printed out. The actual vote is done on the machine like it's done in Brazil. Okay, so
the vote is done on the machine, but there is
that.
A ballot.
And
there is
are
a paper
DRE
ballot that's printed
machines
after.
In South Carolina, they have DRE machines. There's no receipt. There's no paper trail whatsoever. So that's just a false statement.
Okay, well, we can all look
I
it
mean,
up
look,
after.
I get the point that you're trying to make. It's you should do it before an election, not after an election. But the thing is, sometimes accidents happen or mess-ups happen. After Florida, if you guys remember election night 2020, they came in on time. But in 2000, they were an absolute disaster. You had the Dimple Chads and all that. It was the Republicans in Florida after the mockery of that election that did change the law. So at least they can get election results that night. It's not a perfect system, but yeah. Everything is always after an election. Like, this is like the worst argument ever. Everything's after an election and before the next election. So yeah, make the changes now. I got you. But like, it doesn't have to be, I guess, a partisan issue, or it shouldn't be. And it wasn't for a while.
And they've never really pushed for real transparency and whatnot. They never went after the proprietary software. In fact, they pushed to, you know, have an influx of these voter mail-out systems, Democrats. So, you know, it's not like they really fought for anything that's really worthy of a good, fair, transparent election. Excuse me for stuttering over here.
How do we bring people together? It seems like right now, if we're talking about election integrity, people are going to say, well, you just care because of the results of the most previous one. And they were saying that in after the 2016 election as well. When can you start talking about election integrity? And you have experience doing this, so maybe you, Pasa, like, how do you bring people together on this issue?
Well, the thing that really most moved me when it came to elections was Colombia. Colombia had a history of negative elections. But what happened was the people got involved, they got educated, and they kept fighting every single time for each election for something to change until eventually they got a system that works for them. I think it's Colombia, New York, in that area, where they have this election where they do, you know, vote in person, where it's cast, it's counted. We have to highlight if there's any areas out there that do have fair elections. I think that's why I have so much faith, because I've went over Latin America, and I've seen, like, fair elections, and I know we can do it. So I think at the end of the day, we have to find pockets in the United States that have fair elections, even if it's a small population. You're going to hear a lot of people in the establishment say, well, it's a small population, you can't do that on a big level, bullshit. We just gotta highlight this and show that there's a fair
election.
Pasta,
I got a question for Destiny. Destiny, do you still believe in open marriages after your wife left you?
I'm not talking to you.
After your wife left you.
You're an actual loser. You are an actual loser.
After your wife left you, do you still believe in open marriages?
Alex, you can't afford me.
Yeah, what? Because you're rich?
You can't afford me.
No,
you can't afford me. No, because you're a broke fucking loser. You cannot afford any of my time.
You're mad at me for calling out your wife. Yet your wife bangs other guys. Like, why do you get mad at me? You try to ban me from events. You try to get me blackballed from stuff. Yet you're the one whose wife is cheating on you.
All right.
Then you're a cuckold. You're a cuckold. You're a cuckold.
Cry, yes,
you're
cry. I love it. I love it how fucking mad you are. Yes, no, be mad. Be mad. You're so fucking mad. Why don't you go harass a woman upstairs or some shit? It's the only way you'll ever get near one. You're such a fucking loser.
You.
Get the fuck away from me. What are you even doing up here? Yes,
your
you're a fucking loser.
You're a loser.
You're like, why are you talking to them? Hey, bro, I know that you're hungry for my cock. I know you're so hungry for this clout.
Dude,
you wish you could have a fraction of my clout.
But
look, there's so many women up there you can go harass. Go do it. Go do it. Go do it. Don't smile at me like a creepy fucking Chucky doll, bro. Go upstairs.
I'm a pimp on a blimp while your girlfriend's getting blacked every night.
It's like
dude.
It's like a worse version of Alex Jones in every conceivable way.
Your wife left you.
Yes,
dude.
I heard you say
you
the same shit
money.
For 4 years.
All that money and your
get
wife
a new script.
Still
get
you.
A new script.
And you have all that money and your wife still leaves you. That,
and that's fine. There's plenty of other fish in the sea, buddy.
I know, because
go,
you're gay.
Look at all these people up here.
Have sex with one of your
thank
boyfriends.
You. Yes, I will. Yeah, absolutely.
We love it, guys.
Is that what
that's
you want from me? Is that what you're here to beg for?
No, I'm just saying.
If you
want to
be, just be honest. We're in Austin. They're accepting people here.
You know
I'm trying to be nice.
You know I try to be nice.
No, you're hungry for attention. You're hungry for. I'm not trying to blackball you from anything. If anything, you're getting blueballed right now. Get the fuck off the stage, you fucking loser. What are you doing up here? I know. Yeah, you can keep screaming the same thing.
He's an actual cuckold.
So.
On that note.
Hold on. I think what somebody forgot to tell Alex is you're supposed to submit your questions through the Minds app, not come up on stage.
That didn't
what was the
my
question,
phone.
By the way?
I couldn't hear a word you were saying. I did have a question from the audience pulled up, and I got a little bit distracted. I just wanted to say I appreciate Destiny being here because... Destiny is one of the few people on the left and people who I disagree with who actually will come to panels and have discussions. And as you know, that's really hard to do, especially when sometimes people will... I know you get criticism for coming and talking to us and you get called all kinds of names. So I appreciate that you're here. I also appreciate Alex Stein's comedy. So I had one more that I wanted to close with and then we'll wrap this up. This is a question for Craig Pasta, and this is from Tucker Carlson. Craig, why are you so obsessed over Nazis in the Ukraine, especially considering that there are no Nazis in the Ukraine?
Because there are Nazis in the Ukraine, by far. The Azov Battalion is a Banderite, you know, group. They come from Stefan Bandera and the Nazis, and this is something that the United States always does. No, it's not. It is not. We've had ample amount of evidence to know that in Ukraine, it's the Banderites and the Azov Battalion, buddy. It's Russians. And here's something the United States always does, whether it's been in Nicaragua when they fund the Contras, whether it's been in the Middle East where they fund the Mujahideen. They always fund the most radical group out there to destabilize those countries. So the CIA does it all the time. And yes, they are funding Nazis. The Azov Battalion are Nazis.
If you're trying to figure out if anybody has like an idea of what they're talking about when it comes to U.S. foreign policy, anytime they talk about Cold War foreign policy and they try to compare it to the foreign policy today, you can be confidently sure they have no fucking idea what they're talking about. The Azov Battalion at their height had like 700 fucking members before they were even incorporated into the Ukrainian military. There's more Nazis coming out of St. Petersburg in fucking Russia working for the Wagner Battalion.
That's a load of crap.
For the Wagner Group than there is in
the
fucking
Nazi
Ukraine.
Flags,
okay?
And the tattoos they have. Remember,
that
what
Nazi
was name?
Ukraine that had two Jewish heads of state.
Oh,
that, that is one of the most Jew-friendly fucking countries in Eastern Europe. That has no. Where is the anti-Semitic violence? Where are the pogroms? Where the
let's
fuck
just
are they?
Just ignore
like,
the
on.
Tattoos and the rhetoric and the Nazi. Please, they're Nazis. They're funding Nazis, plain and simple. I'm sorry, brother. I disagree with you over there.
I'm gonna end on this question because this one we're gonna bring back lighthearted. Pasta, where did you get your name, Pasta? That's our final one.
My Italian grandmama used to take me to take pasta to school, so the kids started calling me Pasta. I complained about it. They called me Meatball. But then when I went to high school, it went back to Pasta, so I shut the fuck up, and I just ran with it and took it there. You know what I'm saying? So I've been called Pasta ever since. But I do a lot of cooking, and you can see that on my show. And I'd love to cook Destiny some pasta, his favorite pasta, whenever he wants. We can have a good time.
Aw, unity right here. Say yes, Destiny. Agree to the date.
I don't know if I would trust food from anybody here, but I do appreciate the thought.
Well, thank you guys very much for being on the panel. Thank you for being such a great audience. We've got comedy coming up. I'm going to turn this over.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.